Hello and welcome to this week's Comic Roast. I'm your host, Scott, and you can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. I'm here with Brian, you can find on Twitter at PureRockFury. I'm here with Chris, you can find on Twitter at SkateXEdge. And we're here with Damian, you can find on Twitter at Damian Johnston. Our number one for the week is The Skeptics by Teeny Howard and Devaki Nyagi on Black Mask. I probably totally butchered those names, but
you almost said, you know, we're going to give me a break because I'm totally cool. That sound racist.
And our over-under for the week is psychic abilities. You'll see why as the show progresses on. Or if you have psychic abilities, you already know why. So let's get into some stuff and things, maybe.
Into it.
Nice.
Circles the globe in search of a listener. Can you hear me now?
I've just been informed that Mr. Damian has discovered Minecraft and is currently loving the shit out of it. I still don't get it, but I know that I had to get two laptops and build a Minecraft server for my boss's kids, so that was pretty dope. Some people apparently love the game, but yeah, I had to build them a Minecraft server so they could play together, and then you'd give them each laptops so that they can, like, write code and play Minecraft together. And they're, like, 5 and 3.
Oh yeah, little kids love it. My daughter just is super into it.
Is that a hint? Like, you want me to build her a Minecraft server?
I mean, I don't know what else you're doing, but...
I don't not want you to build one.
I know...
I wouldn't be super pissed if you did.
on Saturdays, he does nothing. Trust me, I know.
No, I do. I totally, I play Overwatch all morning, and I pretend that we're going to work on website stuff, and then we read comics and do podcasts. But actually, this Saturday
is... He sits on his couch watching, he watches, you do not, you play Overwatch in the mornings, and then you watch fail videos for the next 8 hours.
No, we only do that when you're here, because we can't play board games when you're here.
Why?
Because you have, like, the attention span of a gnat.
Oh.
And you run around and headbang instead of playing.
Well, play something cool.
I've only got 70 games to choose from. I remember one time, the one time we did, we played Risk, and it took like 7 hours because you kept headbanging.
No, then it took only 3.
Brian?
It's about 5.5.
See?
I'll split the difference to be nice. I just remember it was sunny out, and then all of a sudden it's dark out, and I'm like, wow, I have to go to bed right now. What happened? Oh, I remember what happened. He's circling the room and singing the Cro-Mags for no reason. I'm like, you rolled a 1. There's nothing to be excited about.
Yeah, I mean, I had a pretty uneventful week. I mean, I finished season 2 of Mozart in the Jungle. It was awesome, but it wasn't as epic as the first season. So it was like, not that it was bad, but. I don't know. It didn't leave the flavor that I was, I guess, expecting. I don't know how to put that, but you know, I'd say if I gave season 1 like a 9, I'd give this one like a 7.5 or an 8. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Big time. No, I was thinking, is Minecraft similar to Harvest Moon? Does anyone remember that game?
I don't know. Kinda.
Nick, I remember. I owned a Harvest Moon game once, and I remember I spent like an entire day. Just plowing fields, planting carrots. I bought a cow, and I think I was like, oh my god, this is like the most mundane game ever, and I think I love it.
Yeah, it's like that a little bit. I mean, there's my daughter's super into it. Like, she really knows every little thing. She's like, oh, you gotta pour water on the lava, and then you get obsidian, and then you can open a nether realm and go to, like, where demons are. I was like, this is fucking crazy. Like, okay, I'll do that, I guess. But it's crazy. To me, it's just like grown up Legos. Like, I'm sitting here trying to, like, you know, blend attractive looking woods into the walls and like make a nice you know, use my little architecture skills to try to make a nice house. Like,
he's trying to make that perfect utopia.
Kind of, and then every once in a while, little monsters come out and blow the thing up, and it's frustrating and great at the same time.
That's weird. I don't remember any of that when I was playing, hey, but Brian, I didn't get that much into it.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Did you see my message I left on our group message?
Maybe.
Oh, where I said for some reason, like about maybe 20 minutes ago, Trenchmouth Ivy League and Weed Eater somehow popped into my head.
Oh, I may have seen it. I was in the middle of something, though.
Oh.
But that's really exciting. Three early Chicago punk rock bands from the 90s that nobody will ever remember.
I know. That's kind of why I'm saying, like, I don't know why they popped into my head for some odd reason. I wasn't thinking about them. I was just like...
Yeah, you were, obviously.
I mean, like, once a year I'll be driving, and then all of a sudden I'll be like, core aerating, what's that? And then I just move on. So, I mean, it happened. I know it's a landscaping technique. I'm really not sure what the purpose of it is, but I thought of it, and then I go on to something else. Because usually I'll see, like, a bird, and I'm like, oh, my God, bird! And then I'm under wrestling, and then, you know, what about the economy? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why they popped in my head. I mean, honestly, all I've been listening to this week is death.
Sweet.
Yeah, I've only been playing Minecraft and watching the last few minutes of World Series games.
Yeah, I've just been watching baseball and New Girl, and that's about it, I think.
Yeah, I'll cop to. I watched more baseball this past 10 days than I've watched all year long, which has kind of been my MO the last few years because, I don't know, just not as into it the last couple of years as I was. Something about it. But I don't know what it is. Like, every year I always get excited. I always, like, think, like, yeah, I'm done with this. And then I watch the World Series, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't wait till next season. And then next season starts, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to go on for, like, months. And then I forget about it again.
It's a lot of games. It's not like football where, you know, it's like, what, 14 games or something like that.
It's not even like hockey where there's 82.
See, I think for me, I grew up playing baseball, and I was obsessed with it as a kid. So there's still a part of me that, like, absolutely loves the game itself. But I think, and this is just my own personal griping or whatever, but, like, during the period where I was kind of out of work and not really sure what was going to happen, like, I'm watching these guys who are making $10 million a year batting .223, and I'm like, this guy isn't even doing his job well, and he's getting, like, more money than I'll ever see in my life. And I think for some reason it frustrated me, and it's been hard to, like, get into it since then. Plus, like, when you start to see how obsessed and serious people take sports to the point where they just get really Trumpian over it, it's kind of just a downer. It's like, it makes you not want to watch or participate in discussions because you never know when somebody's going to go, I hope your whole family gets AIDS. And you're like, whoa, I just said I like that guy. Like, I remember...
I'm not like that.
Way too many. I remember this was in the newspaper, like, 10 years ago, when the Cubs' old manager was, like, they were projecting he was, like, going to be on his way out of town after the year was over because it was a disappointing season. And somebody posted a question in the paper, like, oh, what would you change? And somebody goes, if it was up to me, I would give Dusty I would make sure next time Dusty Baker gets cancer, it finishes him or something like that. I'm like, what? Dude, it's baseball. It is baseball. It's not like the guy went around at night stabbing people in an alley. I get it, you want the Cubs to win the World Series, but nobody needs to get dead over it. Just stuff like that's just such a bummer. And, like,
that is a bummer.
When you see grown adults doing it, like I did at work today, it's just like, really? You're 60. You're yelling about baseball? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I would be disappointed by that.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like we've all had some pretty uneventful weeks, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, I get to be I told you guys this already. I can't remember. I've told a couple people this twice. But I'm next quarter, I'm a full-fledged instructor at my school.
Nice.
I'm
actually getting paid for it now.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. That'll be fun.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. I mean, I have massive imposter syndrome, but, you know, whatever.
What's that?
It's, you know, when something good happens to you, you feel like you don't deserve it. Like you're a total fraud. It's really just basically my middle name, so.
I'll have to wait until something good happens to let you know how that feels.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
Like, oh my God, $100.
Now, getting kicked in the face syndrome, I know a lot about that.
Yeah, me too, sadly.
Right. Well, okay then. I guess let's fucking number one this shit and get this party started, Mr. Brian. Captain, I voted sticker on your shirt. Why don't we
I voted this week. That's pretty good.
Hey. Good job.
Well, here's I'll talk about this real quick.
Well, when you're ready, go right into the number one, so I don't have to re-announce.
Right.
Nailed it.
Have you ever heard of that website, Ballot Ready?
I just want to say yes, but I'm going to say no because I want to hear what you say.
There's this website called Ballot Ready where you go online, you put in your address, and it pulls up all of the candidates and ballot measures you'll be voting on, and then you can save them all. So when you go there, you can just go, this guy, that guy, or that woman, whoever.
That sounds really handy.
Well,
it sounds so...
It actually is, because it'll give you all the candidates ranging from the two major parties and then any independent parties. It gives you who endorses them and who doesn't, and then it gives you like their key stances on various topics. So you can go through it, and it'll be like you hit like viewpoints, and it'll bring up like, say, taxes, gun control, the environment, blah, 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 and you can click on those, and it'll tell you like what they want to do in those areas, and you can go, oh, I don't agree with that, but I like that, and so on and so forth. So it's pretty comprehensive. So I sat there at lunch on Tuesday and filled out my entire thing, so I'm like, I'm going to get in and out in like 5 minutes. And I ended up being there for like an hour because I'm like double-checking. I'm like, wait a minute, is that the right guy? All right, hold on. And I'm like, I was checking my ballot obsessively to make sure I had everything exactly the way I wanted it. And then I checked it again when the paper ballot came out to make sure there was no, you know, I don't want any rigged balloting going on.
Yeah, you don't want any of that fucking 2000 Gore shit happening to you.
Pretty much. But yeah, I thought that Ballot Ready was going to save me a bunch of time, and it ended up keeping me there way longer than I expected because I wanted to make sure everything was exactly perfect.
Well, that's good. I mean, you only do it every couple years, so.
Yeah, and the one thing, I will admit this, when I looked and the very first page was like a local ballot measure for some road construction thing, and then the second page was the main vice president and, you know, or president and then like your main Senate people in the state, like the U.S. senators. But when I saw Hillary Clinton and then underneath Donald Trump and Mike Pence, for a minute there, I'm looking at him like, I still have a hard time believing that this is real. And then for a split second, I was like, what if I click Trump? Because they did say, you know, if you can click, this, and if you made a mistake, you can unclick it and go back. So I was like, just out of curiosity, what if I click Trump and then I get like a thing that says you have just been awarded 9 free holes at Mar-a-Lago? I'm like, what if I do that just to see? Because I'm like, I don't really want him to win, but I really doubt he's going to win Illinois, and I really wouldn't hate the idea of free golf because I could sell that to somebody online.
That's true.
But like, I thought about it, I'm like, no. But that's how it, like, looking at his name on there felt like it came with like a free T-shirt or something. Super weird. Just had to say that. Anyway.
Understandable.
Yeah, and I'm sure when you go, you're going to look at it and go, God damn it. Like, that's...
I voted already, luckily. They send ballots to you in Washington State. You can go home and fill it out.
That'd be fucking so amazing.
Oh my God, it's so great.
I'm like sitting here trying to think, like, okay, the polls, like, all the early voting closes at 5. I don't even get home until 5. If I have to wait until, like, the day of, I'm going to leave work early, but whatever.
Early voting closed at 7.
I was just looking at it like 10 minutes ago. It closed at 7 on like this week, but all the previous weeks were 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay, because I went Tuesday. All right, anyway, enough about that.
Yeah. Well, by the time this thing airs, it'll probably be the day of election, right?
Yeah, we can do live coverage, recorded live coverage.
People are going to be super
angry. Hillary's up. Trump is up. Hillary's up. Trump is up. Man, this is nail-biting.
Sweet.
Right?
No one's going to listen to that.
Especially not 4 days later.
They've already tuned this one off, and it's not even out yet.
It's because you're not into the number one yet.
All right, let's do this. All right. You already announced it.
I did, but you can do it again.
All right. Well, the number one I picked was The Skeptics from Black Mask by Teenie Howard and Devaki Nyogi. And it's about these two college-age people by the names of Maxwell and Mary. And they have their, I guess, mentor, who is Dr. Santa Clara. And they meet They meet with some top government scientists who are under the impression that they have psychic abilities, or what are they? like PSYOP abilities, maybe. And they are under the impression there are two people of equal age from Russia who also have these PSYOP abilities, and they are trying to test these two people. Mary is an African-American woman from the United States. I should go back just a smidge and say this is set in like the late 50s, early 60s as well, so it's just after World War II. We're into the Cold War. Mary, African-American woman, college age. Maxwell, Caucasian Englishman from England, duh. And they are purported to have PSYOP abilities, so these scientists want to test their abilities to see if they are comparable to what they're hearing about these two Russian PSYOTs, and they want to use these other two to combat the Russian kids to prevent any World War III-like catastrophes from happening. And it turns out that these two are not quite what they seem. Dun, dun, dun. And it kind of uses this premise to push the idea of skepticism in science over taking things on faith, I guess, but with a sort of Cold War sci-fi twist. I will kind of say it, in my opinion, felt like The Man from U.N.C.L.E. meets Scooby-Doo. The Maxwell character looked like Guy Smiley from Sesame Street had a love child with Paula Deen. And almost every panel in this book felt like they were cheating. There are so many panels where the backgrounds are just a solid color. There's like no detail. There's weird panels where the hair looks like it's on top of the head instead of on the head. There's one particular panel towards the end where the kids are running out of, they're running down the hallway from these agents, and you see just the front part of the agents, like faces and heads, all the way at the far left, all the way at the far right, you see like the two teenagers running down a side hallway, and the rest of the panel is just a yellow wall. And I feel like I have to mention that because it seems to happen a lot where it feels like a lot of these panels, and maybe this was like a sort of nod to comics from that era, but I kept looking at it going like, man, this feels really empty to me, artistically speaking. And it just, I didn't love it. I barely liked it, which is to say I didn't really like it.
Okay, yeah, I'll go.
I'm with you.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, I felt like, you ever seen Pineapple Express? In the very, very beginning when it's black and white and they're testing marijuana or whatever?
I saw it once.
Like, well, I know you didn't really like it.
No.
But like that's kind of what it felt like. I don't know, it just felt like they dropped you right in the middle of a story. Yeah. Which I understand they, you know, you gotta start somewhere, but like literally there's like boom, it's going. Like it just boom, it started, here we are. Let's do this. But yeah, it was there. You know what I mean? I mean, it's kind of what you, you know, a less fancy way of everything you just said, but it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great either. It was just kind of fucking okay.
Yeah. I kind of had a hard time sort of following it. I didn't like the way it was drawn. I didn't really care about what was happening so much. And it seems weird because it's a subject that I think is cool. Like, you know, Cold War era experiments, like MK Ultra, all that kind of stuff. But that was it's such an awesome pool to pull from, and this is just so boring.
Yep. Yeah, there were weird panels where the characters had these weird smiles on their faces, almost where it looked like they were like somebody was holding up a flashlight and be like, stare at the light, and they're like, okay, what? Like, there was it, for being like a Cold War PSYOP kind of story, this had no gripping tension whatsoever. It felt, like I said, to me, I'm like, man, I feel like I'm reading Scooby-Doo here. And I read it twice going, maybe I'm just reading it. Maybe I should read it a second time. And I actually disliked it more the second time. Because like I said, like I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at all these panels of just these flat, detailed, like undetailed backgrounds. And like there's one panel where like a character's head is normal, and the next panel it looks like it's small. And then, like I said, the hair is always... There's one panel I'm looking at right now where the guy's hair looks like it's just They like ripped like a small animal off of the ground and just plopped it on top of a head. I don't know. I did not care for this much at all.
Yeah, I thought it was a little disappointing for Black Max, who I think in general does pretty quality stuff.
Yeah, the description sounded really neat, like you said, like the MK Ultra, Cold War, espionage thing sounded like it had a lot of promise, but
I don't know, I feel like it can get there. I just feel like I'm not going to stick around to find out.
No, I won't either.
You know what I mean? Like, it's interesting, you know, that, okay, we've heard the Russians have these, quote, you know, for psychic soldiers who are, you know, we need to find a way to combat, so they're testing these kids and blah, 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 and this is, I don't know, I feel like it could have been more interesting than, like, you know, let's eat chili dogs and climb through the fucking heating vents. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you.
The more I think about it, the more I get the whole Scooby-Doo feeling now. I can hear it in the background.
It's Scooby-Doo on the level of, like, where it's, like, low-stake adventure. You know?
Right.
Just... yeah, and you'd think with the... just the general theme, it wouldn't be so weird and almost, if yeah, like a weird high school... goofball adventure where they're like, oh my god, here they come. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know. Yeah, I just didn't. Nothing there.
All right. I guess, unless Chris has something to add, we can just number this and move on.
Wet fart.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's basically what it was.
I'm not disagreeing. So, numbers?
Yeah, like I said, the artwork is what really kind of pulled me out of it because. It was so bland and weird and uninteresting a lot of times, so I'm going to give it a 4. I like the cover a lot, so I'll give it a 4.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it was that bad. It was just kind of there, so I'll give it a 5 for potential effort.
So I'll give it a 5. with no qualifying, just saying.
Right, yeah.
I'm at 3.
Wow, there you go. That's, I think, the lowest book we've had in a long time. But, I mean, usually we try to mix it up, but we always end up picking something that, you know, we know.
I want my money back.
Well, it's a good thing you got it for free.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm really disappointed in my last, like, 3 or 4 picks.
Well, maybe we should stop letting you pick.
Yeah, I probably should. I'm letting this group down horribly.
No, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. So.
Well, Chris, after he surveys his lands, is the only one with money to burn, so... I should be more conscious of the fiduciary troubles of the group, if there are any.
His swatches of land.
Yes. And after this, off to the comic book store.
Actually, I've narrowed down all my comic book buying.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be doing that myself pretty soon.
No, literally, I have. I think I've bought eight single issues this month.
How many?
In October. 8.
I know, I was being funny because you said it like 4 times.
In the whole month of October. Just 8.
Yeah. Well, alright. Also on our schedule today, we have an article here.
Oh, wait, hold on. I wanted to bring up a little interesting tidbit that I found out today.
Now let's tidbit this up.
Wildstorm is coming back.
Yeah, Warren Ellis is curating it as well.
Okay, well then, I thought I was bringing something new to the group. Never mind.
I don't know what the hell
Brian,
it is.
Brian crushed it.
Why did I crush it? I just added to what you just said.
Well, you already knew about it, so.
I apologize for reading stuff once in a while.
No, go on, because I just saw it. I didn't read into it though.
That's all I'm aware of. That I don't know if this. I don't know much about Wildstorm. The only Wildstorm books I've ever had. I had a Wildcats book that I hated and sold right to Half Price Books as soon as I finished it. I have both volumes of Sleeper, and I have the first 3 trades of Ex Machina from Brian K. Vaughan. That's the only Wildstorm anything that I have. But wasn't Wildstorm like kind of like a more teen plus adult? I guess not adult.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like their Max, like Marvel's Max. But see, I always thought, wait.
Well, I remember when it came out. I was in high school when that came out. It was Jim Lee's thing. Like,
Yeah,
Wildcats, the Stormwatch. And
now, wasn't there some kind of ties with Wildstorm to Dynamite?
I don't think so. The only thing I'm aware of...
Like, I thought the boys were on Wildstorm.
They started out on Wildstorm, but then they were deemed too graphic and adult for Wildstorm. So
they went to Dynamite.
Dynamite took it over.
Okay, that's the whole...
So I think like only like the first... Correlation. Maybe 4 or 6 issues appeared on Wildstorm. But the only thing of Wildstorm that I'm really familiar with was when Alan Moore started America's Best Comics, it was supposed to be his thing, and then Wildstorm was going to kind of distribute it or kind of back it financially here in the States to help boost its profile. And then when Jim Lee sold Wildstorm to DC, he, unknowing to Alan Moore at the time, sold America's Best Comics along with it, and Alan Moore had a fit and was ready to murder everybody on the planet, so...
Now, I could be wrong in saying this, and maybe even criticized on Twitter, but I kind of think Jim Lee's overrated.
Yeah, he's not my favorite artist, but...
I was going to say, I think he's overrated in the art department. it's good.
I think he's got a keen sense of anatomy.
he's a good version of Rob Liefeld. Although I always really liked his Deathblow thing, which is kind of like his stuff mixed with Frank Miller's Sin City to me.
Yeah.
But I think I liked Deathblow better when Tim Sale, I think, took over.
I only read one Deathblow story, and I can't remember.
I have one. I have the first issue on Image.
Maybe
I don't remember much. It was like a Punisher knockoff kind of. Well, I'm curious to see what the Wildstorm thing is, because it seems like it's changed a lot over the years. Because I just remember it from being like Wildcats and Wetworks and Stormwatch and Gen 13 and all that stuff.
Wetworks ended up on Wildstorm too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I think the Max got pulled over to it also, and a lot of that stuff.
I always thought the Max cartoon was actually quite interesting.
I was a huge fan of Sam Keith, so I liked it all. I don't know how good it all was in retrospect, but at the time I was way into it.
Did you like Pitt?
Yeah, it was okay. That wasn't Sam Keith, though, was it? That was
Dale
Kilwin.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's only been 20 years since I thought of that name.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I didn't think about Image in that early 90s. I mean, they had some cool titles, but man, when you think about it now, it's like Shadowhawk for one. What a weird Wolverine.
Hey, I like Shadowhawk.
Ripoff.
I have a very large Shadowhawk collection.
I mean, he looks like Wolverine.
I disagree.
His costume kind of looks like it.
Seeing as a Wolverine doesn't wear a costume.
He does have that weird thing when he's in the brown or the outfit, where like those little fins on his head are those supposed to be like holding his hair in? I think about that all the time. Because that's what his haircut looks like when he doesn't have a mask on. When he puts it on, then it's got that. Like...
It was probably made that way just to fit his hair.
Right? It's so weird.
I don't know. I thoroughly enjoyed the Shadowhawk that I have read so far. Just saying.
Really?
Jim Valentino, is that who that was?
Yeah.
I met that dude at Image one day. He's a really, really strange guy.
You got to go to their office?
Yeah, my friend Kevin Young was their digital guy. Like, he did all the
Kevin
digital
DeYoung?
Kevin G. Young, actually.
Oh.
And he's a guy from the band Sutek Hexen. And he worked there for a while. Not Sticks. But he let me go through the library and grab a bunch of stuff, too. It was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. They're doing all those Madman reissues. I was really stoked. But anyway. Yeah.
So did anyone else read the comic book's take on climate change, or was it just Brian?
I did. I mean, it's... Yay. I always do my own work.
That's what I like. That way, because I'm super busy lately at work, and that's usually when I do this stuff. And then I was going to do it before the show, but I decided to start getting my magic cards together. And so I guess we'll let Brian bring it in, because he's sighing at me and shaking his head right now. So we'll let him run away with this.
Run away.
It was just an article in Popular Science about superhero comics and their attempts to tackle bigger world issues, this one being climate change. And they're kind of saying the limitations of the superhero genre might make it hard to do this, but also it could be a good thing to bring awareness to younger kids because this is becoming a pressing matter. I just thought it was a possibly interesting discussion topic. I haven't.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I haven't seen anything of that nature yet, but again, I'm not reading a ton of current superhero books, so.
I like that they brought up the Captain America punching Hitler in the very, very beginning. Because apparently, I didn't know this, but maybe this isn't a documentary about comics that I saw recently. But apparently, when that cover came out, there was a lot of people in America who were actually upset about that. Because before America went to war with the Nazis, there was actually a lot of support for them. And people apparently were, like, pissed off at whatever the comic company at the time was. I don't think it was Marvel yet.
Timely? Or was it National?
I think National, maybe. I don't know. But apparently, people were pissed at them for that because they were like, what's with this? What are you, a commie or something? Like, it was considered like kind of like against essentially the conservative part of America to basically be taking on Hitler. Like, it was apparently not a popular idea to go to war. I mean, you heard about like people like Henry Ford and stuff being supportive of Hitler. Apparently, that wasn't that unusual at the time before Pearl Harbor happened.
Yeah, I read somewhere that John F. Kennedy's father at one point was for the National Socialist Party at one point. Obviously, I think once the information about the Holocaust started to, come out, that probably changed his opinion some. I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm pretty certain that Prescott Bush was at one time vocally supporting them as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. A lot of elites were definitely not against some of those ideas.
They're still not.
And I guess that's why it ties in with climate change a lot. I mean, it seems like it's again like sort of comics kind of tapping into that zeitgeist that worked with Captain America so much early on.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I mean, I've seen some books that actually go straight at this topic, like Brian Wood's The Massive, but because it goes straight at the topic from like a topical point of view rather than like we've got this wacky character with a wig and a cape and he's going to fight the giant ice monster or whatever the hell, it's not going to probably resonate with your average 14-year-old.
Well, that's why I liked when we did The Empty, which ended up being a fantastic series, but I feel like that was about climate change.
Oh, it definitely
But it was,
was
also, it was done in a fictional way, but also, like,
it was done in a sneaky way, because I didn't see it coming till the end of the first issue. I was like, what?
Yeah, it's, and that, I think, I'm not going to say, like, some of the superhero stuff that takes it head on is not great, but I think doing it that way, like The Empty did, was just way more intriguing and way more entertaining for me. And I felt like that's where Snowfall was going to go, but like the first issue I remember being awesome, and then like the second, third issue, I was like, dude, I am so done with this. This is not...
Yeah, the guy that did Snowfall, he did another series called Great Pacific that was a lot better. And that dealt more with pollution and throwing and basically just being wasteful. Because the whole book revolves around this rich kid who's like a trust fund kid, and his dad owns like some big corporate polluter. And rather than go to work for his father, he decides he's going to go live on a garbage island.
Nice.
And then, of course, there's giant monsters, which is kind of awesome. But I remember liking that quite a bit when I got the first. I haven't read any deeper into it, but the first trade I remember enjoying quite a bit.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to see that people are clearly tackling it. And I do like the idea of not coming at it head on as much because it feels kind of preachy and clunky. And maybe when you do that, but you know, it seems like there's a lot more settings that are kind of set in a post-apocalyptic world where, you know, it's not zombies and it's not nuclear war. It's, you know, geologic devastation or something like that. And then there's, you know, drama that comes from that. But
yeah, cause there have been stories in the last year where, like, major characters deal with current day topics. There was the one Captain America run where they used some old Captain America villain group to be a stand-in for like separatist militias that I believe Sam Wilson was doing battle with at the border between the United States and Mexico. I think Nick Spencer actually did that one. But I remember there were being a lot of people upset about it because they're like, all of a sudden Captain America's this big lefty. I'm like, no, not all of a sudden, kind of always, but you know, you know, view it how you will.
Right.
As always.
there was the other one, too, a few years back that Ed Brubaker did, where Falcon and Captain America were going after a duplicate Captain America who was kind of rallying up some Tea Party-like group as well, and they were following him around because all this, because the whole thing of the story was that Captain America all of a sudden turned crazy, you know, Tea Party, whatever, and all these people are like, "What happened to Captain America? He was never like this." And it turns out it was some guy dressing up like him and rallying up angry Americans over random things.
Put that on silent.
Put you on silent.
Buzzing the whole show. Any other thoughts? Anybody? Anybody?
No, but I recommend checking it out. And it's not a long read either.
No, I probably will, but it feels like it's not so pressing if we've already talked about it. But I'll do it. Hopefully I'll sneak it in. Well, I got nothing to do tomorrow night, so I'll do it tomorrow night. Well, whatever. Anywho. Okay, so touching back on the whole skeptics with psychics, our over-under is psychic abilities, more or less. And I'm going to go overrated with what I think is probably one of the cheesiest and most annoying psychic abilities is when people are like, "Oh my God, your aura is so..." Like, no. Aura reading is about the lamest psychic ability you can even come up with.
What is aura reading?
Oh, your aura, dude. It's like a blue. Like, no.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I have. I know what you're saying.
You never watched TV before?
Apparently, no.
It's when you
like the
read somebody's
like the energy
aura
around you.
Yeah.
Does that apply to anything? Or is it just like, "Oh my God, you're so yellow"?
Well,
it's being able to read the aura, the energy field around somebody and kind of, you know, see their mood or their...
So if you're like magenta, you're really sad?
I guess. I don't know. I don't do it because I think it's totally lame.
All right. I have three, but I...
Jeez.
Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody was saying something. I interrupted him.
No, not me. I think I just chuckling.
Oh. Well, I have three, but I'm only going to go with one for right now. I picked two, but I thought somebody's going to pick these for sure. So I'll kind of sit on them for a minute. So the one I'm going to go with is picking lottery numbers. Because, you know, people say, "Oh, if psychics were real, they'd be able to win the lottery every week because, you know..."
Doesn't work that way.
And here's the thing. I'm going under the guise that psychics are real and they could pick the lottery numbers, which as soon as they figured out that psychics were picking all the winning numbers every week, they would change the game to... They would make it like, "Oh, everybody just flip a coin and whoever gets heads first wins all the money." So I feel like if I don't get there first, assuming that I'm a psychic in this world full of psychics, if I don't get the lottery numbers first, I'm not going to get a chance to win the lottery because they'll either just change the game or discontinue it. So only like a few people are going to get like the Powerball. And then I'm going to still be poor. And then knowing me, I won't find out till it's too late.
Uh-huh.
And you know what will happen? It'll benefit some guy who's a psychic but also already rich. So he'll just throw $5 just to make it look good. And then he'll go, 7, 11, 21, 14, 8, and 72. And he'll be like, "Oh my God, you got all six. Here's $500 million. He'll be like, "I'll just throw it out in a pile."
Swish.
And I'll be like, "You know what? Fuck that guy. He already had $500
million. Now he's got a billion.
Yeah, and I'm still wearing cut-off sweatpants shorts.
Swartz? Is that a thing?
It will be.
It is now. Nailed it.
Like, literally, it's going to be a
copyright brilliant. Comic Roast 2016.
Legal.
2015? Did you mean 2016?
That's what 2016. I
said. Oh.
You'd know if you were paying attention.
I am paying attention.
Right? Because it's your turn.
I don't really have one.
Nailed it. That's weird. Damien, why don't you go?
Mine's very similar to what Brian said. I was being able to predict the future, just because clearly it's...
psychic abilities are there, dude? Predicting the future.
Wikipedia. Go to Wikipedia and type psychic abilities. You'll get a list of about 100. This homework I do every week. The articles we only get to half the time, so that's the last ditch.
Yeah, no. So I did that one just because like. of course, I don't necessarily put a lot of stock in any of these things. But if it was real, like the people who say they can do that, the fact they never stop any like major events that you would think, you know, if there's going to be a ripple in the future, you think 9/11 would be a big one, or Kennedy assassination, or Donald Trump becoming president next week, like one of those things.
Oh,
like,
take it easy, Captain Psychic.
You'd think they would do something to stop those things, and it seems like no one ever does.
So
they'd
be
well,
like,
that's because they don't want to be ousted, because then they're going to have all these tests done on them, and that's just God forbid.
That's the sacrifice they need to take.
I don't need medical tests done on me in order to save 40,000 people.
So it'd pretty much be like in August of 2008, somebody would be like, just so you know, in like 3 weeks, the entire stock market's going in the toilet. Nailed it. See you guys later. Boom. Finger guns. And then they're like, wait, what are you going to do to fix it? He's like, I'm just telling you what's going to happen. I'm going to go finish my video game.
Actually, that would work, because then everybody would start pulling their money out and it would crash and they'd be like, oh my God, that guy's a genius. Because people are super reactionary in this country.
No, I don't think so. I think people would be like, that guy's full of shit. He's working for CNN. CNN's clearly the mainstream media, which lies to everybody.
I mean, there's a lot of those stories that deal with the idea that, like, the person does find something out, and then they're trying to help is what makes it actually happen, too. So maybe there's that. Maybe they know if they do anything, they're just going to, you know, make it certain. They're certain to happen.
It's all these weird paradoxes. We can go down that rabbit hole one day. I've done it.
Oh, yeah. We don't need to.
Well, I could, since Chris doesn't have one, I can go with one of my other ones.
Go nuts.
I was going to say, I finally came up with one.
In the last 2 minutes?
I just thought about it.
Is it fire starting?
No, that would actually... That's actually cool.
You can use that one for under... being fire starter.
Does being like... well, yeah, those people who claim to see ghosts, isn't that like a... What is that, a psychic medium?
Yeah. That can work. Yeah.
Talking to the dead, I mean...
It's some paranormal something or other, but yeah.
Yeah. Dumb.
And if that was real, wouldn't that be terrifying?
Why do you guys get to, and this other person can't?
Because they lie?
Yeah.
You don't have 80 different TV shows with 37 seasons each, and it's always like, oh my God, did you see that? No, nobody fucking saw it.
Well, next. You know which one I thought was the worst out of all those kinds of shows was... Ghost Hunters, those dudes from like New Jersey or something, those guys were lame.
Oh yeah, the show is so clearly fake.
Now like, Bigfoot on the other
just
hand
decided to start a ghost business.
Well, the problem is too many people believe in it, so of course like there's gonna be a market for it.
Yeah.
I tried it for a while. I just had Brian sit in people's closets and go, and I'd be like, oh my God, you got a class A poltergeist.
I was gonna say, assuming that talking to the dead was real,
which it's not,
I feel like I'm going under the assumption that these things are actual, and the reason why it would be overrated in that scenario would be because you'd start finding out stuff that you really didn't want to know. Like you'd be like, oh my God, my uncle really did hate me. Oh fuck, that ruins like the rest of my life.
I kind of suspected it all along.
Or like a medium asks like your friend or whatever, let's say somebody that you knew passed away and you suspected they stole like $100 out of your wallet. And they're like, yeah, I did. And then you're like, well, where is it? And they're like, no, I'm not telling you. Assuming they haven't, why would they steal the money and not spend it? So that was actually stupid of me.
Or maybe they're just doing it to mess with you now.
Could be.
Yeah, that's true.
I just think you'd find things out that are just better
left
to not, to not find out. Like, oh, yeah, your ex-girlfriend, the one who, like, passed away in a car wreck, yeah, she cheated on you constantly. You'd be like, oh, dude.
Oh, thank God that semi was drunk.
Or she did take a picture of your wiener and show it to everybody, and everybody laughed.
Everyone knows.
Why would everybody know? Come to my wiener's Facebook page. I'm using wiener.
What the hell, wasn't that one of the... Oh, that was that John Caparillo. And he's like, what? It's not like anyone thought I was packing thunder. I half ruined the bit, but it's still hilarious.
You're kind of three-quarter.
She said, you got a small penis. I mean, anyone really think I was packing thunder down there? Yeah. It was funny. Funny bit. All right. Underrated. Now, I don't know if any of you guys, I know Brian didn't. I don't know if any of you two watched the show Heroes when it was originally on.
I watched the first season.
I did not.
You might have seen him. There was the kid Micah. He had this ability, and I think it's very underutilized in most of every other, just in general.
Telekinesis?
No. Technopathy. Basically, you can talk to machines, and you know, he would just walk up to like an ATM, you know, put his hand
on.
Yeah,
that would actually be pretty cool.
Spits out money, you know, puts his hand on, you know, whatever, turn on lights, change, you know, turn on the TV by blinking. Just, you can control electronics and machinery with your mind. Instead of being able to talk to humans with telepathy, it's technopathy.
So you could, like, if you're driving and all these cars are in front of you and not moving, you can just be like, everybody, move to the right. And then they all move and you get the whole lane to yourself.
Or you could just have all the lights green in front of you. I'm not sure exactly how it works. I'm still, like, practicing, but...
It's a good thing to practice. Mine would be, and this is kind of, would be, I guess, mind reading, or... What do they call that when you can, like, see... Like, say you're here, but you could see, like, what's going on in a building a mile away. What are they called? Remote viewing? Is that what it is?
Nah, that's
just, like, a general psychic ability.
Well, remote viewing is the thing they tried to actually do, apparently, one time. Telethesia is actually what it's called.
Oh, okay.
Telethesia, or remote sensing.
Well, mine would be, I guess, it would fall somewhere between remote viewing and mind reading. And it would be specifically to do this. Two things. One would be so I could just like scan an area and be like, okay, I think she's definitely interested in me. She thinks I'm the worst. That guy wants to kill me, so don't go talk to him. And then I could just kind of parse out like what to do in a social situation based upon like the facts that I'm able to read just by scanning the room. But my other thing would be I want to know like stuff like Area 51 and like, you know, the Georgia Guidestone, so I would want to know all the information the president knows and all the people around him. So I'm like, what is the truth behind the Georgia Guidestones? Or what's the truth behind, you know, Area 51? Are there aliens? I want to know these things. But, no one would ever know that I'm finding this stuff out. So then when I start my website, you know, people will call me nuts and I'll get a ton of publicity because people think that I'm crazy like Alex Jones or something. But I'll actually know the truth. And then I'll write a sequel to On a Pale Horse, and then I'll get murdered mysteriously in the forest.
Okay, so now are we just talking strictly remote viewing, or are you talking clairvoyance in general, which is basically remote viewing, but you also get retrocognition and precognition?
I'm into all cognitions. Let's do this.
Okay, so we'll just upgrade yours to clairvoyance.
Into it.
I like it.
Can I come out to The Clairvoyant by Iron Maiden?
I think you have to. I think it's part of the deal.
Done.
You might have to dress like Eddie, too.
Into it. Somewhere in time, Eddie? Or are we talking like...
I don't know. No, I think it'd be better with Seventh Son, so you could be carrying your brain around.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Show how smart you are. No?
I don't know. I'm okay with it.
Chris, got anything? Nope. Okay. Damien.
I'm going to go with the one I actually suggested to Chris. The pyrokinesis. I think that's awesome.
I like it. I definitely like it.
Being a fire starter, I think that'd be awesome. So people aren't fire starters enough.
Well, I guess theoretically it's the ability to manipulate
fire.
I mean,
yes, I do have one, you hippies.
Well, we'll get to yours next.
Right. So you can manipulate fire. You don't exactly start it, but that's why like the X-Men, that's why that kid always carries a lighter around, because he could just flick the bick and then start a forest fire like Smokey the Bear. It's actually Smokey Bear. It's never Smokey the Bear.
Oh, God, not that stuff again, please. Have you heard...
So he's Smokey Bear, who is a bear, so he's Smokey Bear the Bear.
Have you heard of that Mandela effect?
I've not.
Don't. It's going to make you want to just cry and weep in a corner for like a few days. It's seriously the dumbest thing ever. But people buy it and they think it's real. And it's all weird coincidences that are pointless. But people try to find it's. If you look it up, you're going to be like, why? You're going to look it up and go, this is why Donald Trump is going to be president. So just to ask though, are you planning do you want to like burn stuff to the ground, or you just want to threaten to burn stuff to the ground, or you just want to like make fire do awesome stuff?
I think just make Fire do awesome stuff. I'm actually not very much of a pyro myself. I just think it would be cool.
You'd be like Diablo from Suicide Squad.
I have not seen that yet, but yes, that would be what
I'd
be.
Well, then go ahead and boo on you.
Wow.
Well, you haven't seen it either, so.
No, I have not. But the good thing about that is if you had pyrokinesis, you could, like, leave a grocery store with a packet of hot dogs and be like, I don't feel like waiting until I get home. Just walk around and grill some hot dogs.
I mean, I would think it would be sort of my duty to become a firefighter if you could do that. Like, that's... it's kind of like going back to the being able to tell the future. Like, it's kind of your job at that point. Like,
you're now the old man with the sword.
Yeah.
And you all have to listen to Damien.
Okay, Chris, you want to go ahead with yours now?
No, the moment's gone.
Alrighty. Works for me, I guess.
No, I said telekinesis.
And what is that?
The ability to move things with your mind.
I just wanted to make sure you knew.
That's how he's going to move into his new house. He's just going to be like, fuck this shit. Everything, go to my house.
That'd be fucking awesome.
No, unfortunately, movers are coming on Monday.
Unfortunately?
No, said, well, yeah.
Look at this guy, movers. You know who moves me? Me. It sucks.
I was going to do it myself, but wifey here. Yeah, I want movers. And I'm like, oh, God, fine.
This guy's complaining about a life of luxury.
I know, right?
Oh, my God, will you stop?
Next thing you know, he'll be like, oh, God, these people come over and they bathe me every day. It's so annoying.
My house is smaller than Scott's.
It's probably way cleaner and way nicer, though.
Well, whose fault is that?
Donald Trump's.
Trump's.
Yes, it's Trump's fault that Scott's house looks like a cesspool.
I don't know. Probably the woman who bought it in the 60s and never upgraded anything.
That doesn't mean it doesn't have to be dirty.
Sure it does. When you clean...
You've heard of Pledge. You've heard of Arm & Hammer.
Yeah, I do that stuff, and then it's still dirty because it's super old and everything's got to be redone. But enough about my awesome house. I guess everyone went. Best thing ever. I'll be the cliche guy of the group because why the hell not? I only watched the last two games of the World Series, but not so much that the Cubs won. I mean, yeah, that's great. I'm from Chicago, so yeah, it's cool the Cubs won. But watching the last two games made me realize how much I miss watching baseball. Like, I don't have cable anymore, so like I stopped trying to pay attention to baseball. But, like, I kind of think I might have to invest in an MLB app or whatever. It's like $20 for the season, and you can watch any game you want. I might have to do that next year because watching those last two games really made me miss baseball.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
Well, I figure, like, I was always kind of into it, but then, like, when we got season tickets, that was, like, awesome. And then I don't know if they did away with that package or we were both just too poor to keep going, so we were, like,
poor.
Yeah, I think it was the poor side. So, because, I mean, at the time, it was nothing special. Like, we just got, like, what they called the Aussie package, which was you get 13 games. So we went every 2 weeks, we went to a game. We sat in the shitty seats, you know what I mean? But it was awesome. But now it's like, can't really swing that every 2 weeks. So, and I don't get to watch because they don't have cable. So it just was really nice to be able to watch baseball, especially because I'm watching it in the privacy of my house. And I don't have to listen to people argue about, your team sucks, your team sucks, why don't you sit down? Bleh. Like, none of that. It was just me and the dog and the TV, and it was fantastic.
And Doritos. Just say Doritos.
No Doritos. What the hell was that?
I like the fact that he said Doritos.
No, I was riding my bike every other inning and drinking fizzy water. Perrier, for those of you who don't know what I mean by fizzy water.
You're drinking La Croix?
No, I don't like that stuff. I like Perrier. I don't know. That's me being fancy.
Nice. My best thing ever for this week, the new Catatonia record, The Fall of Hearts, is amazing. I kind of bought it hoping I would just like it because I kind of felt like, I don't know if they can keep this up for like 5 straight albums. Well, I was wrong. They absolutely can. Might be my favorite record of theirs.
I don't know. I haven't heard it. It's not on Prime yet, I don't think. Although I did spend the entire day Tuesday listening to the Black Dahlia. There's like 6 of their albums on Prime, so that was kind of neat. Not to steal your thunder or nothing, but...
Oh, no, I just wanted to say that. I bought some new music last week, and I bought that just because I hadn't gotten it yet, and I love it way more than I expected. So
I'm not surprised. Catatonia is pretty awesome. Christopher?
Nothing.
Best thing ever. No, I don't really have anything this week. Sorry.
Chris is moving, and he has an awesome life. That's his best thing ever.
Oh, you stop.
Damien?
New Decibel Omega record came out this week. I'm really excited about that. I'll go with a music thing as well.
The new who?
Decibel Omega.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Decibel Omega. I'm like, what's that?
Yeah, no, the French sort of black metal, progressive black metal band. I like them quite a bit.
And, I've heard of them, but I don't think...
They haven't put out a record for a while.
Yeah, I think I've heard of them. I've just never heard them.
Yeah, older stuff's okay. Newer stuff is great. So they do interesting stuff with vocals and lots of layers and just good riffs. Interesting ways of playing. I like them quite a bit.
I'll have to see if they're on... Prime as well, I guess. Well, I still have it because I probably won't for much longer.
Well, alrighty then. I guess that's going to wrap us up for the week. I believe next week was... I lost my... Closed my internet. I think it's Chris's pick?
No, it's my pick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, so I don't know what it is, but I'll tweet it out before next week's show so you guys can all go out, buy it, read it, and then let us know what you think.
Let's know how terrible it is.
Pretty much. I'm probably going to pick something like, I don't know, Fuck You Fairyland. That was an amazing book.
Oh, wait, can't all pick winners.
Yeah. Well, hey, you liked it. I don't know. It's good enough. So, I guess that's our show for the week. You can find me on Twitter at XorcinX. You can find Brian at Pure Rock Fury. You can find Chris at SkateXEdge. You can find Damien at Damien Johnson. You can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/ReviewAndRoast. And you can head to ComicRoast.com to listen to all of our other shows. Until then, have a good week.